Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. As much as I love social media, give me that dopamine hit. I'm noticing an alarming trend of people producing throwaway content to get noticed. Are we becoming a culture that only lives in the moment? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore this question as well as the throwaway content culture and how you can build systems that allow meaningful content to thrive. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/232. It's interesting, the more time I spend on social media, I start seeing patterns and trends of content development. And one of the things that I'm noticing is an alarming trend of producing throwaway content. What do I mean by that? I mean content that is meaningless beyond the context of the moment. Those Instagram stories that really go nowhere beyond just capturing my attention, that really serve no purpose. Other content that is content about content or meta content, and content that gets lost in algorithms or, you know, timed stories that decline our attention span even further, but also increase our desire for sloppy aesthetics. I see more and more bad video that's just like pan and scan. One of the things in, you know, video production that is generally a no-no is, you know, when you go on vacation, what's the first thing that you do? You want to capture everything. So you pan left to right, right to left, up and down, all of the things that as a filmmaker, you never want to do, because a filmmaker's job is to find the miraculous and the interesting in the world of everything. So instead of panning and scanning left and right, we instead focus on the things that are interesting. That is the difference between a throwaway content culture and being content producers that are interested in showing something different. Another interesting thing about a throwaway content culture is that as a society, we are becoming more and more desirous of free, convenient, and surface-level content. It's a lot like candy. It tastes great, jacks up our momentary energy levels, but over time wrecks our bodies, minds, and our long-term health. And I think free content does that as well. Take what's happening in journalism. More and more companies are laying off their workers because people aren't paying for news content. I see that behavior in myself. I'm embracing more and more content that's free. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, because it lessens what people are willing to pay for, even myself. I understand why this culture exists. We live in a culture where we want to get discovered. We believe that what we have to say is incredibly important, or the things that we're sharing or the things that we're producing have value. We want people to find the stuff that we create. We want our 15 minutes of fame. We want the viral hit. Increasingly, even as content producers, not only for ourselves, but for clients, we want them to get discovered. We want to be valuable in the work that we do for other people as well. And so I think not only for ourselves, but for our clients, we're searching for what grabs attention in the modern digital world, and we're trying to connect it to everything that we do. And so we get into this habit of experiments that are really about producing throwaway content in order to see what works. We're also willing to throw away content to get people into our ecosystem. Some of the advice that I often have is that you need to be willing to give away content so people will sign up for your newsletter. While I agree with that on some hands, I want to create valuable content that not only gets people into the ecosystem of my brand. Well, I don't even like saying that. That's almost a throwaway content mentality. I just want people to get value out of what I'm producing. And so whether that's in the content that I'm producing on a social network or on my website or in my newsletter or in this podcast, there needs to be value. Because a throwaway content culture is really just about getting likes, clicks, and those momentary glances of validating my idea for immediacy. We use the impersonal forms of content to fake meaning and value, much like using big words to attempt to sound smart. You know, I think about sometimes the words that I find myself wanting to use, or even the words that I start laughing when I hear other people using. I don't want to call anyone out, but, you know, the words like synergy and, you know, even like words like value or content. We think people know what these words mean, but do we really know what they mean? I feel like I'm on a rant, but I'm going to keep going. So instead of building our own system, we stay in the shallow end of the pool that is social media. I think social media is incredibly shallow. I'm not unique in saying that, and it's not because I'm not an influencer and that I have spite for these social networks and not being popular. But eventually, you need to learn to swim not only in the shallow end of the pool, but you need to move to the deep ends of the pool. But eventually, you're going to have to move beyond the controlled environments and embrace the wild. Beyond the pool, think about the ponds, the lakes, and the ocean that you can swim in. There are so many other ways to extend this metaphor beyond just the controlled environments that we're in. Because as I think about creating and consuming content, I need to think beyond a system that is embracing and encouraging a throwaway content culture. In a throwaway content culture, we are serving the interests of someone else. Think about Facebook and Instagram. They're not serving my interests. They are serving their interest of advertising and really understanding how we think and work as human beings. Do I want to be complicit in that culture? Especially as more and more news is coming out about what Facebook is doing. I don't know if I want to build a system that encourages that corporate interest. I want to build an interest that fuels my own interests, yes, but also allows people who share my ideas and ideology to participate and engage. And I think that's what is the difference between throwaway content and really building a meaningful system of content creation. So where am I going with all this? I want to move beyond just ranting about throwaway content cultures and share five rules of a meaningful system of content creation. First, every piece of content has a value. Even the free stuff, even the free things that we're giving away to our audience needs to have value. As I mentioned previously, Eric Thane of Cinema Mastery does this extremely well. I participated in a webinar that was free, but I felt like I wasn't getting table scraps. I wasn't getting something that was just a means to another end. It wasn't a bait and switch like some webinars that I've been in. It was valuable content that I could act upon now, whether I joined his paid service or not. And honestly, I'm more apt to want to sign up for his paid service because of the value that he was providing in this free webinar. His email newsletter is fabulous, not only because it shared the podcast episode in which I shared about him. He understands reciprocity. He understands the value in building community, whether it's free or paid. And so every piece of content that you produce needs to have value. You're not throwing something away just because you're going to get something, maybe. You're producing content that has value, whether you're charging for it or not. And I think that's something that we need to get into the habit of cultivating. As a society, we need to re-engage with this idea of value. We need to be willing to pay content producers for the work that they do. If you want to engage encourage more and more quality content, you need to be willing to pay the people that are producing the content that you're consuming on a regular basis. And that is something that I am challenged with as well. It's not something that I am just throwing out there, not willing to embrace. I need to be willing to do that as well, because every piece of content has a value. Second, people are smarter than our apps realize. We need to embrace not only an aesthetic that is respectful of our audience, but treats them like intelligent consumers that they are. I think a lot of times with content creation, we're trying to embrace clickbait. We're trying to embrace things that are going to get people to tap, click, like, and really engage in the meaninglessness of vanity metrics, tapping into the base humanity of like of how our brains operate. We need to treat people smarter than our apps are treating them. And what that means is that we need to be someone that's treating them like human beings, that are doing things that are hard, that are challenging, and that sometimes we just get sucked in the vortex that is social media and modern digital networking and marketing. And so we just need to treat people with respect and engage them on a level that just takes time beyond what we're producing. Third, we need to believe that people will engage on multiple levels, that people want not just these flash in the pan moments on Instagram and Twitter and social media, but that they want more than a paragraph, that they're willing to engage from a 10-second video to a 3-hour long read. People will engage on multiple levels if it's worthwhile for them, if they're going to get something of value from this. Again, this is coming back to this idea of value. People will engage in miraculous ways if it's good. One of the worst things that we can do is assume that people only want short reads, cliff note versions of information. People that are interested in learning and growing and becoming leaders in their industries are willing to do more than most people will. And the throwaway content culture is embracing the people that are just willing to do the bare minimum. Fourth, this is in line with people will engage on multiple levels. It's this idea that quality will always be greater than duration. I hear more and more that we need to make our work shorter and shorter, shorter and shorter, shorter and shorter, 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 because that's all the attention span will deserve. But you know what? If the quality is good, I don't care how long something is. So that means that in order to avoid throwaway content, you need to work on leveling up your game. You need to make your stuff better. Who cares how long something is? Just make it better. Focus on how good something is, whether it's a minute, 5 minutes, just make it better. Up your quality, avoid worrying about how long something is. Just get better. Fifth and finally, embrace content composting. When I think about this, I think of the steaming compost pile. There's banana peels, there's lettuce, and it's all wilting, it's all stinky, and it's all growing rich in nutrients that's going to create amazing produce. In this idea of content composting, use your throwaway content to make something better. A friend of mine shared about Neil Patel, who goes back and looks at his old content and says, I can do that better. And so he's composting his old content to make something even better today. That's not something that I've started to do yet, but it's a mindset of saying, I'm not just going to throw away this content in order to get immediate likes. I'm going to grow and learn in this content, put it into a pile, let it integrate and let it decompose, let all of these nutrients mix together. And so an idea that might have had legs at one time becomes something even more valuable when it meshes with the decomposing views of what we once thought in some other areas. So embrace content composting. Let things mix together in their raw forms and become something greater. All right, so end rant. Apparently, I had a lot to say on this idea of throwaway content culture. It's something that I am challenged with on multiple levels, and it's something that I want to encourage you to fight the urge to create. You want to create more and more value for your audience and for yourself, because as you grow in leadership, as you grow in creative entrepreneurship, you need to not go after the same scraps that other people are doing. More and more people are just throwing work away in order to be seen as experts, but you want to be an expert. And that means you need to embrace value. You need to treat people smarter than they are. You need to engage them on multiple levels, up your game, and let your ideas decompose and create richer environments for future ideas. As we come to the end of this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with other creative entrepreneurs, leaders, and curiosity builders who are on the mission of growing their effectiveness? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode of the show, or you can have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Do you have a big idea you're chasing or want to share about how you're growing in your creative work? Perhaps you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Not only do I love talking about curiosity, but I like writing about it too. So be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Every Monday, I share some thoughts about what I'm learning and what's blowing my mind, as well as a spotlight on a creative entrepreneur you might not know. I also share short guides and sneak peeks at projects that I'm working on. You can sign up today at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/232. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.